It starts innocently, virtuously. Don't go near the street, sweetie. Then later, from where you watch beneath a big magnolia tree, don't put your weight on the small branches. They won't hold you. From the way that one grinned down at me, I should have known my days of being in charge were numbered. Still, I tried to keep up. I was protector in chief. As they got older and more aggressively resisted my sage counsel, I became more insistent. You can't keep children safe, after all, if they don't do what you tell them to. Obedience became the key. One of my son Grant's friends called me the general. I took it as a compliment. Now my troops are all off at foreign postings, jobs, marriages, a last year in college. When I try to tell them what to do, they stop calling. The funny thing is, and this surprises me about myself, I've almost stopped wanting to direct them. Maybe this is because I'm so proud of the wisdom they've gained, of the smart choices I see them making. There is that, certainly, but something more is at play. My children are my friends now. I don't tell friends what to do. I listen to them. If they ask what I think, I tell them, but cautiously, guardedly. It's almost like I've become afraid to influence them. They have to live with their choices, so they should make them. What's best for me might not be best for them. I wonder what that boyhood friend of Grant's who called me the general would think of me now. I imagine he would shake his head at my newfound reticence and pat me on the head the way one does an old dog with no teeth. He and Grant might sit out on the porch talking about old times while I nap in the sun, whimpering and kicking my legs as I dream of children I have chased. With a perspective, I'm Matt Clayton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.